Okay, welcome back.
Parshas, hello, good to see you.
Parshas Vayera. We're going to start getting a Parsha Bereishis, Kuf Samech Aleph. Okay, today is very fascinating, relevant, and on occasion controversial topic. So the Pasuk says, in this week's Parsha, Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Avram got up, Vayashkem Ashkama means early, he got up in the morning. Al Hamakam Asher Amad Shames Pnei Hashem, to the place that he typically stood. And then before Shema, as we see in the Gemara, says that that's the place that he typically davened. Avram was Metaken Tefillah Shachris, so apparently that was the place. Vayashkem, it must have been Tefillah Shachris, that he woke up and he went to his designated area for davening, typically called a Makam Kavua. So that's going to be our sugya, having a Makam Kavua. How much do you have to fight if somebody sits in your Makam Kavua? That's ultimately where we're going to wind up. But we're going to talk about the concept, where it comes from. Is it a mitzvah? Is it an obligation? Is it just a good thing to do? What's the basis for it? What are the reasons for it? And then we will talk about also what happens if you have Makam Kavua and somebody happens to be sitting there. What should you do? Okay, so we're going to start Kuf Samech Aleph, bottom right. It's a Gemara in Brachos Vava Mebeis. We're on the bottom right, four lines from the top. Amar Rav Huna, it says Amar Rav Rebbe Chalba, Amar Rav Huna, Kol HaKoveya Makam Letfilaso. Anyone who has a Makam Kavua, he establishes his place for davening, Elokei Avram Be'ezra, the God of Avram will assist him. And when he passes away, we will say about him, effectively we will eulogize him, or we will refer to him in the future, starting at that point, a anav, a chassid. This person is an anav, he's a modest person, he's a chassid. He's also a chassid. This was a good person. Mitalmidav shel Avram Avinu. He's a student of Avram Avinu. Just like Avram Avinu had a makam kavua for his davening, this person also learned from Avram Avinu. Just like Avram Avinu was an anav, he was a chassid. So too, this person is also an anav and a chassid. Jump down two lines. Avram Avinu minalan dekava makam. But where do we learn that Avram Avinu had a makam kavua when he davened? Dichsiv vayashkem Avraham baboker. This is our pasuk in this week's parsha, that Avram woke up in the morning, el hamakam asher amad sham, to the place that he typically went. It wasn't a different place each time. El hamakam asher amad, the place that he typically stood. And that's what the Gemara says, ve'ein amida el tefila. When it says amad, that he went to the place that he typically stood, stood is referring to tefillah. It's talking about davening. Shneimar v'yamod Pinchas v'yifalel. We see in this pasuk that it says v'yifalel, which is tefillah, and it says amida in the same pasuk. So anytime it says amida, it's referring to tefillah as well. So that's one source that we have, that Avram Avinu was the first, the initiator of the makam kavua for purposes of davening. There's a Gemara in Brachos Zayin Amabez that says kol hakoveya makam letefillah so ayivav noflim tachtav. Anyone who has a set place for davening, his enemies will be put down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ensure that he's successful in any battle, in any disagreements. And there's a third Gemara Yerushalmi that says it starts out a little bit different. So far we've been talking about each individual having a makam kavua where he davens. And the Yerushalmi starts out, we're in bottom left, three lines from the bottom. Second word from the end, Shitzarich Adam lihispalel b'makom shu miyuchad l'tfila. Somebody has to daven in a place that is designated for tfilu ma'atam, or for a reason, b'chol ha'makom, she brings a pasuk. We're not going to read for the pasuk. So it's not talking about in a shul or in somebody's house, whatever it is, having a makom kavua, but have a designated place, a designated shul. Don't shul hop here and shul hop there and go here when it's convenient for you. Have a designated shul. And then that Gemara continues. It says, Tzarech Adam liyached lo makom bebeis hakenesis lispalel. And within the shul, not only should we have a designated shul to daven in, but within that shul, we should have a designated spot that is the place that we daven. Okay, so what's this concept? Why do we have this mitzvah, this chiyuv, this idea of having a makam kavua? So we're going to go through a few different reasons brought down in the poskim. What is makam kavua? What does it mean? And what are the reasons for it? So first, bottom right, Kuf Samech Beis, bottom right, the Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows, where it says Bedivrei HaGemara. Jump down to the fourth line. Kasav, Hatfila hi b'makam korba. Nowadays, why do we have tefillah? There are two streams of thought in the Gemara and Brachos, either because the Avos were Mesakin, they instituted the tefillas. Avram instituted Shachris, Yitzhak instituted Mincha, Yaakov instituted Marav. And the other stream of thought is that our tefillas are keneged korbanos, that they're in place of the korbanos. There was a Tamid Shal Shachar, we have Shachris. There was a Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim, we have Mincha. There was the Evarim of Ftarim, the limbs and etc. that used to burn on the Mizbeach thereafter. So that's why we have Marav. And then we have the Korban Musaf Noah in the time of the base of Mikdash. Now we have the Musaf Tefillah. So HaTefillah, Hibamakam HaKorban. The Shulchan Aruch says our Tefillahs are in place of the Korbanos. We don't have the Korbanos now, we have the Tefillah now. But we have to reflect certain dinim that apply to the Korbanos. Like what? Bilachach, tzarich lizar shetei dugmas korban. We have to have our tefillah that's in place of the korban as an example, symbolic, and representing certain halachas of the korbanos. Like what? Bikavana. You have to have kavana, just like when it comes to the korbanos, we have to have the korban, the kohen, can't have the wrong thoughts. If you think about it, it's the wrong place, or the wrong time, the wrong location of the korban is pigul. It's not a kosher korban. So just like you have to have the proper thoughts when bringing korbanos, so do we have to have the proper thoughts when we are davening. That's one parallel. Ume umad, dumya davod. It has to be our davening. We're talking now about Shemana Esrei. It has to be standing, just like the avod in the base of Mikdash for the korbanos. It has to be me umad, standing. And last, he says the parallel, kvius makom kemo korbanos. Just like the korbanos had a designated place that they were nikrav, that they were sacrificed, and this avoda and that avoda was done. This is netzafa, and this is in the whenever, all the entire azor, whatever it is. So too, we should have a designated area for our tefillah. We should have a set spot. So that's what the reason number one why we have this concept of the makam kavu is to reflect the korbanos. Korban is in a specific area, so too our tefillah is in a specific area. Next, kuf samach beis. Left side where it says Tam Sheni in the middle of the place. It's in the middle of the page. Tam Sheni, Kasavoda, Rif, Ala, Ein Yaakov.
I'm sorry,
Tam Sheni. Shekeshahadam, Eno Mispalel. Shekeshahadam, Eno Mispalel, Bechomakam, She's Damen, Lefan, of the Holechamakam, Kvieso. When you don't have somebody that happens to daven here and there, wherever it may be, wherever it's convenient, but you make the effort to go to your makam kavua, who yoresh ain't vilasolav kekevu umasa. That is showing us that our davening is not a burden upon us. You know, so oftentimes we'll say, "Oh, I got to daven," right? I try to change that nusach when I'm going out. Okay, I got to daven. I have the privilege to daven. I have the mitzvah to daven. Somebody who views it as a burden is going to say, "Okay, time for mincha. I happen to be at Disneyland. Okay, I'm just going to daven in the phone booth." No, they don't have those anymore. But I remember as a kid when the choir used to take us. Now we can. Yeah. Now it's even better. We don't have a makam. Wherever our cell phone is, that's our makam kavua. Right. So the concept here is to have a designated place. Make the effort to go there, because if we're not, we're saying, okay, it's about convenience for me. It's all about me. It's not about my davening. Anyone who wants to daven, okay, mincha, fine. I'm going to just pull over the car and daven here and not make the effort to go to my makam kavua. That's showing that davening is something that we just have to do and get over with. They say that people are of the view that they want to be davened and parv, meaning I've davened already and I can eat flesh and milchit. I have no commitments. I'm free to do what I want. That's not the concept. The concept here is to go make the effort, show that tefillah is the ikur, and to daven where a makam kavua is.
You can have a makam kavua a different place, makam for
we'll,
a shop.
We'll see.
Right? Because, I daven in the
We'll
shop,
see. Next. That's number two. Number one was, what's this concept? The makam kavua reflects korbanos, that we have a designated place for the korbanos, we have a designated place for our learning. Number two is that it shows that tefillah is important for us. It's not about my convenience. Number three, one, kuf samach gimel, bottom right. Kuf samach gimel, bottom right. Re'e mashakasav ha-me'iri v'zele sona roi la'adam likbo ha-makam le'tefilaso. It's an interesting language. It says roi. Roi doesn't mean it's a chova. We'll get back to this in a little bit. It's the proper thing to do. It's advisable. La'adam likbo ha-makam le'tefilaso. Shekol sha-makam miyuchad lo le'tefilah. Kavanasa mitsuya biyoser. If you have a designated place, that facilitates proper kavana. What's the concept there? The concept is I'm used to the noises. I'm used to the area. It facilitates it on a very relevant, practical basis.
Kavana, so if he feels he's about, he could be having
in other places too, so that according to this Tom, it could be done.
You're saying if it's a subjective standard, but the concept here, the example would be, I personally sleep best in my own bed, right? Most people sleep best in their own bed. Why is that? Because you're used to it. You're used to the noises. It doesn't bother you. Like, that's the concept. Is be in your place. You've chosen your designated place. Your neighbor doesn't bother you. It doesn't daven too loud. That's the place that if it facilitates my kavana. There was a guy that I remember in college that he, when it came to studying, he could never study in the same place. And he was in college for 4 years. 4 years studying, for 4 years he always had to find a different place to study because that facilitated his study. That's not the concept. Makom kavua means the place, the designated place that you've chosen is the place that facilitates your kavan. Okay, so that's number three. We're not going to go through all the reasons. We're going to go over to page Kuf Samach Dalet. Kuf Samach Dalet, top left where it says Tam Chi. See if I... Yeah, we can go to Tam Chi. Kufsa Machtala Tam Chi, top left, Muva, Bishemaksav Sofer, Shakovea Makom, Litfilaso, Hainush, Litfilaso, Kavua Tami. What does that mean? That's not talking about finding a designated place to daven, but rather your intentions and the purpose of your davening or what you're davening for, the Tachlit Achlas, Lashlama Shanefesh. You are always davening for spiritual benefit, for spiritual aims, for spiritual goals. That's what you're davening for. So if somebody's davening for a ruchnias purpose, he's never going to change what he's davening for. He's always focused on ruchnias. However, if somebody is more focused on gashmias, today he wants $100, tomorrow he wants $200, oh, I want kavod. If you're davening for materialism, it's not going to be a kavua, it's going to be changing. So he says, the makam kavua, the place that I'm leading to that's kavua, is that I'm always focused on the same ruchnias that I want to achieve. So that's a little bit of, not exactly what the makam kavua that we've been talking about. Okay, next. Next is very interesting. Tam Acharasa, the Arizal brings a mashal for this. He says that it's like a melech, a king that sieges a city with a wall around it. And he says he wants to break down the wall, wants to conquer the wall. So what does he do? He gets a battering ram. And how does he break down the wall? He chooses a place and he bangs, and he bangs, and he bangs at the same place constantly until he breaches the wall. And he says if he bangs here and then he bangs there and he bangs in all different places, he's a fool. Because he's never concentrating his efforts in one place. And he says that Kuf Samach Dalet, bottom left, last line. Kuf Samach Dalet, bottom left, last line. Kach miyom shechara beis hamikdash. The same thing applies from the time the beis hamikdash was destroyed. Naase hefsek chomas habarzel beinenu la'avinu shebashamayim. We have a wall of metal that is dividing between us and God. There's a chatzitza there. There's a barrier there. Vatfila shalanu hikemor hakan esreifa. And our davening is like the battering ram. V'imada mispalo kopam b'makom echad. If you have a designated place and you're always davening in that same place, az tfilaso osesh fil echad linka v'choma shal barzel. You are constantly battering down that barrier that we have between us and God, and we're chiseling away at that metal barrier, and eventually Mir Tashem will get through. However, if we daven here and daven there and daven truly everywhere, then we're never going to get through that mechitza that's between us. So that is
also not make any progress. In other words, that's almost like don't even bother davening somewhere else because
yeah, that's why we have more than one reason. Okay, the last reason. The last reason I heard from Dr. Robert Unger in Los Angeles. Stephen, you may know Dr. Robert Unger. So it says, Tam Shalosh Esre. Kuf Samach Hei, in the middle of the place, Tam Shalosh Esre, Shamati Mi Yedidi Avram Abba Unger, that's Robert Unger, B'Shem Rafal Lui, that's a relative of his that went through the Holocaust. Tam Nosaf Lini and Kviyos Makom L'Tvila, Shebizman Shadam Koveya Makom L'Tvila. So when we have a designated place to daven, Hare HaMakom Mechaivo Yosu L'Tvila B'Tzibur. That, by virtue of having a makam kavua, that will obligate us to go to davening. Why?
They'll notice you're missing.
Because they'll notice you're missing, and you're going to get that comment, Norm, where were you, right? So where everyone knows your name, right? So where were you when you missed out? We missed you today. So if you have that, you feel the responsibility to the minion to go there. That's my place. But if you're here, there, and everywhere, then you don't really feel an achrayus to get there. So that's, I think, a very powerful reason. Now, but to go back to the Gemara that we started with, somebody, when he passes away, but he had a makam kavua during his life, what do we say about him? We say, a chassid, a anav, a chassid. This one was a chassid, he was an anav. So there's a sefer told us that, he says, he asks a fascinating question. He says, okay, we can understand calling somebody a chassid because he had a makam kavua. Chassid means somebody who is fastidious, very careful, makbid about mitzvahs. We can understand that, but why is he an anav? What does having a makam kavua have to do with being an anav, being a modest, humble person? What's the connection? So kuf samech, this is I chose this because it's a fascinating response. Kuf samech in the middle of the page, it says, Ela sha'amar lahaspir. The Shapir Sayach Anava, but absolutely it's relevant Anava by this, Anav, modesty, humbleness, Ki Misha Eino Anav, Ef Shar Lo Bishumov, and anyone who is not an Anav, it would be an impossibility for him, Likboa Makam Litvila, so to have a set place. Why? The Hayom Yakni Do Agabe. What's going to happen? One day the Gabe is going to upset at him. He didn't get the right Aliyah. He didn't get an Aliyah for enough time. He would look at him in the wrong way, whatever it is. The Yelech Lebek, as he says, I'm out of here. I'm going to go to a different shul because the Gabe upset me. V'lo Yarchu Ayamim. And there's not going to, he's going to be at the shul number two. And it's a few days are going to pass, a week, 2 weeks, a few months. Visham Gamgen. Yaknik lo hashamish. The shamish is going to get on his nerves, and the shamish is going to upset him. Oh, isha acher, or somebody else. V'yivrach gam yishan beiskenesalach. He's going to say, "I'm out of here also." So, anyone who is able to, for an extended amount of time, have a makam kavua, despite being offended, despite he must be an anav because he's able to let the things roll off his shoulders. That must be somebody who's able to be honest and just roll with the punches. So he had a makam kavur. This person is not only a chassid, he was mavir about the halacha, but he's also an anav. He was mavir al midosav. He's a mavir al midosav. He's mavir al midosav, and mavir al lilosav. Right, he's mavir on all
that. The famous story that Roman Gaon, right, about the makam? Yeah. You know that story, the guy who his identity. The woman said that her husband had died. And this guy was really impersonating the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman said, "I'm not sure if this is really my husband or not." And he came back like 20 years later. And they took him to the Goyim. The Goyim said, first thing he asked him, he says, "Which seat did you sit in the shul?"
Ah, very good.
He didn't know.
Very
he knew
good.
It was not true.
It's like one of those security code
right,
questions.
Right.
What was your elementary school? What's your birth date? And where's your makam kavua?
Right.
Okay, so kuf samach vav. There is a shita of Rabbeinu Yonah that's a little bit different. So he says as follows: Kuf Samach Vav, where it says Va'achein the Inyan Zera Rabbeinu Yonah. Jump down to the fourth line, second word. Lo Amru Zeh B'Makoma. Is this concept of a Makom Kavua? They didn't say this B'Makoma Shabesa Knesset. It doesn't apply in a shul. Having a designated place doesn't apply in a shul. Why? The Kaven Shukula Makom Tfilahi, because the whole place is a Makom of Tfila. Ain the Hakbidim Yoshe Pamim Bazavi So Pamim Bazavi. So what does it matter? The whole place is Kadosh. The whole place is designated for Dani. So you sit in this court. You sit in that court of the Ma'inafkamina. Ela Ratzalomer Shokavea Makom the Tfila. So the concept of having a Makom Kavua Bevesa. In your house, for someone who's unable to make minyan, who missed his minyan at a certain time, whatever, as the default, if he has to daven at home, he has a makam kavua at home. Beveisa shepaimim sheino yachol leleis lebeisa kaneses. Sometimes he can't go to shul to daven. Mispalav beveisa umiyachid daven at home. He has a makam kavua in his house that's going to be able to facilitate his better davening. So he says there's a Sfas Emes that explains this. He's talking about in the context of the Gemara. The Gemara first talks about making minyan, and then it talks about having a makam kavua. So why does it say right next to each other making minyan, makam kavua? Even more so. You can't make minyan, you have makam kavua, but even more so. He says the concept is that a minyan is mitstarif you together with people who are davening. There's a tziruf there. Kamoshi yesh schus hitstarfus harami. There's a schus when we have 10 people davening together. Chayn yesh hitstarfus har beiz mani masha mispala b'chol yom v'yom b'makom zeh. The same thing applies that it's mistarif. You have a makam kavua, whether at in shul or at home if necessary, b'dieven, at home, it's mitstarif. The kedusha adds up at that place. It helps, like having a tziruf of a minyan together, having a tziruf of davening in the same same place happens as well.
That would help also, not just in your house, but people who have a minion in a boardroom or in a meeting room.
It would help anywhere.
Right, anyway.
That would help in anywhere. Having
a non-shul. Pool,
a non-shul would be the... And then but you have an interesting question. When does a place that's used for davening acquire the status of the shul?
When you call it the shul, not the meeting.
When you
the
call it the shul, or if it's
the
designated, yeah. Then a conference room is and the stairwell doesn't become a shul. Okay, so there's the Sefer Tamiyam and Hagim, Kuf Samech Vav, left side, third paragraph. It says, "Ubesefer Tamiyam and Hagim Hevi Misefer Agan VeDerech Moshe should take up a bold ador beizabayis." This is who we had a shir many years ago about, but the Chanukah Sabayis, when somebody enters a new house, buys it, rents it, it's only applying Eretz Yisrael, it's also Chuzar, it's a mitzvah to have a Chanukah Sabayis. Sfaradim are makbi to have it immediately the first day. Ashkenazim should have it the first day, but if not, then we're a little bit lax and we can have it the first year. The question is, why do we have a Chanukah Sabayis? What's the big deal? We're celebrating having a house. So different explanations are given. One is that we're celebrating, it's like a siyum. You're completing something, we're completing putting on the mezuzahs. That's one example. We did the mezuzahs, but before we walk in, put on the mezuzahs, have a siyum, have a seudah. So one of the explanations of why do we have a Chanukah Sabayis is there's a different mitzvah. Another explanation is that we put up the ma'akeh. We put up on the roof, or we put up on the porches, we put up on the stairs, a ma'akeh, so no one falls off. So that's another celebration. So here it says, the Sefer Tamiyam and Hagim brings, should take it, b'vol ador b'yis Sabayis, when we come and live in a house, reishis chochma yiras Hashem. What should somebody, Yirei Shamayim, do? Yibchar le'atzmo makom kavua. You should find a designated place, yafev and naki, clean, nice, respectable. V'yomer bepe male, and we should designate it verbally, ze ha'makom ani bocher le'hispala. This is the place that I'm choosing to daven. So this is going to be makom kavua, not only for davening, but also for learning as well. And there's a yirazon, l'shem yichun, a yirazon. The shechina should be in this place. So we see here as well that even in the home, there's a whole tekis, and even the Chanukah Sabayis, some teachers say, is because we have this mitzvah of designating a place, a makom kavua, for purposes of davening and learning. So that's indeed in the realm of Rabbeinu Yonah saying the whole thing applies to home, not to shul. We certainly have a mitzvah of designating a place at home to have a makom kavua. Now, the other poskim disagree. And the classic view is that it's not talking about at home, but it's talking about shul. The Algoz Maimonio says, Afilu ba'osa beis hakenes, is even in the same shul, Yudavin, lo yeshane makom tfilaso pam bezaviso, pam bezaviso. Don't change from one place to the other place. It should be in a designated place, not only the designated shul, but in a designated place within the shul. How do we paskin? Is it talking about home, or is it talking about at shul that we should have a makom kavua? So on Kuf Samach Zayin, second paragraph on the bottom, it says, V'chein pasak lahalacha b'shulchan aruch. Jump down to the fourth line at the beginning. Yikba makom letfilaso. We should have a set place for our davening. Shelo yishaneim lo letzorach. We shouldn't change it unless there's a need. V'ein dai b'mashi yikba lo beis hakenesis lispal. It's not enough to have a designated shul to daven in. Elagam b'beis hakenesis shekavua ba. The shul that you've designated as your place, you should have a makom kavua. So the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like, not Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says it applies at home, but the Shulchan Aruch is saying, no, this is a din in shul. He would say also at home, fine, but the ikur din of makom kavua is in shul.
Does that matter whether you're it's a shul and a yeshiva at the same time, or if it's only a shul, or does it matter?
It would not matter, especially if we look at the tamim, if the reasons, if it's the physical, like the korban, if it's to facilitate my kavana, I don't know if all the reasons, but if we would go through all of them, if Robert Unger's reason, all of them would facilitate our it wouldn't matter whether it's a shul or base measures. And the Magen Avraham says, hey, shagam kishim yispalu beveso yikba makom kufsa maches at the top, shulu yiba v'leu b'nei abayis. He says also it should be at home so people don't disturb you, so people don't get in your way. They know it's designated. You choose to close a quiet place. Indeed, it applies in the home as well. So the ma'aseh applies, the halachas apply, makom kavua, both in the shul and also at home. Now, this concept, is it an obligation? Does it mean if I go into shul, I'm not allowed to daven unless I'm in my makom kavua? Is it a chova? Is it a mitzvah? Is it just a proper thing to do? So this is a machlokas of the posuk in the Rivash.
Could you upgrade?
Can you upgrade if
you
can use points?
You want an aisle seat?
If you can use points, can you change?
Yes.
Can you change? So we'll let Mirza Shem talk about that, changing. So the Rivash says, I'll read it out loud. Lashon Chachamim Kachu. When you see a Chazal, and they use when they say something like Kishemadabim Beschar Mitzvahs, when they talk about the schar of mitzvahs, if they say Kol Haosem Mitzvah Plonis Yeschar Okach, anyone who does this mitzvah will have schar. The Rivash says that Lashon doesn't sound like it's an obligation. Nonetheless, that's just the nomenclature of Chazal. Indeed, that is an obligation. And he brings some examples of when Chazal say you'll get schar for this, it's a good thing to do that, it's an obligation. So what are the examples? Kol HaKora Kriyat Shema, with Tefillin Barosh. Anyone who says Kriyat Shema and Tefillin Barosh, obviously that's an obligation. Another example he brings is Kol HaKoveya Makam Letfilaso. Anyone who has a Makam Kavua, the Rivash is saying that it sounds like it's not an obligation, but it's an obligation. It's a chova. That's what Chazal imply. Nonetheless, the Tzitz Eliezer says it's not an obligation. It's a mitzvah. And the Mishpatei Uziel says it's ro'oi shiyikbo. We saw it in the Meiri also that it's the proper thing to do, but not that it's an obligation. Okay, Rav Shlomo Zalman Aparach was asked the following question. I usually daven in a further shul. My makom kavua is in a further shul out. I'm running late. Lo aleinu. Running late to shul, so I have a choice. I can go, there's a shul closer to me, or a shul further away. They start at the same time. I can go to the close one, 6:30 a.m.
and be on time.
And I'm there on time. And I'll be able to say Al Psuki de Zimmer, no problem. Or I can go to the further one, daven in my makam kavua, but I'm going to miss, I don't know how much of Psuki de Zimra, the whole thing, or a good part of it. Which is preferable? Daven in the shul that's closer, so you can say the whole Psuki de Zimra, or daven in the shul that's further, miss out on at least part of Psukei Tzimra, but daven your Makam Kavua. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arba Paskin, that it's preferable to go and daven in your Makam Kavua, even at the expense of... Even at the expense of missing out some of the Psukei Tzimra, the fee... Lefi brings the reason, Shakol Shinoi B'makom Atfila, any change in your place of davening, Gorem Katsas Hafra Beguf Hatfila, it will negatively impact your davening, your Shmon Esrei. And most important, the Shikul, is to have a Shmon Esrei with the most Kavana. That was the That's what the Shmon Esrei and Avach said.
You move, you move to a different
place. We'll talk. We'll get there.
Shmon Esrei.
You would have to see. If he's going to have to run and he's be schwitzed, then it's okay, I hear. But otherwise, he's driving there and he's got to go a little bit further, 10 minutes further, 5 minutes further.
Similar. I always daven here at KBM. It's about a 15-minute walk. But if it rains or in the winter, if it's bad weather, I'll choose to go someplace closer. Shouldn't?
Drive to KBM.
Not drive.
So then drive.
She's going to serve the
church. Oh, Shabbos. Don't drive.
Is Makam Kavua that important that I can drive?
Is Makam Kavua. No, it wouldn't override driving on Shabbos.
By the way, my
we miss you. Here we do. People depending on you here. In shul, rather
pray at home. He what?
He told me.
If what?
If you're going to get to shul late,
because he held a Zechil Ol Hashem. It depends how late. There are poskim that say that. That's correct. Okay, so the Magen Avraham, not a little bit late. It means if you're going to come and most of it is done or it's you coming afterward. Okay, coming to Kiddush, don't do that. Unless you were davening.
And most, many if you come 10 minutes late for Shabbos, you miss him walking by Baruch.
You should go to shul. You should go to shul. If you have a makam kavua.
Well, he was asked if you were going to miss some.
You know, it doesn't qualify how much, so I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't qualify how much. I did say that to you should daven Shmona. The point is that you should daven Shmona Esrei in your normal. But if you can't daven Shmona Esrei,
you know, as lushen is, hakabu ach machma can yitzdarach ledalek mipsukei de zimra. Doesn't say ledalek psukei de zimra. The whole thing from parts of Sukkah. So I don't know is the answer. I don't know. Okay, next. Yeah, but the Shmona Esrei is the Ikur Tefillah. That's the Ikur Tefillah. Okay, so this is a very important point. It's a critical point. in defining a makam kavua, the Magen Avraham says Shemira lo detoch arba amos chashiv makam echad. Within four amos is considered one place. We see this concept of four amos in many, many areas in halacha. That four amos around me, don't walk in front of somebody within four amos, pass by him, sit in front of him. We see it in Eruvim. We see all these topics within four amos of something, that we have a tefisa of four amos. It says the same thing. Your makam kavu is within four amos. That's your seat. Make a circumference, as a circumference is the word, make a circle around it within four amas from that place. That's how we paskin in the Mishnah Berurah. That's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. How much is four amas? So I have the numbers here. 1.92 meters according to Rav Chaim Na, and 2.32 meters according to the Chazon Ish, approximately 6 feet. That's quite a large area for a makam kavua, so that would be applicable.
Most shuls don't accommodate the arba.
No, it's two meters. It's about 2 meters times ten. No, 1.92 and 2.32. So it's about 6 feet. It's about 6 feet. Even within two or three or four.
That general area.
I don't know, probably within three seats, probably.
You don't have to force a guy out of your seat when he's going to make
it. So that's our next question. So let's talk about...
Is it Dalet Amos as in you're in the center of it, or is it Dalet Amos from your seat?
From your seat.
Dalet Amos in each direction.
In a circle around your seat.
I'm saying, but is it four, in which case...
A circle around.
You're in the middle of the circle, so it's two
your
almost.
Chair, no, it's four in each direction.
Four in each direction.
It's a lot. Okay, so we're going to talk about now two important questions. Number one is, when can I change? If I have a makam kavua, does that mean that I am glued to that seat and I cannot make a change? Or what if I have a good reason to make a change? Does it mean I can't switch shuls? I'm stuck in the shul because I want to be called a anav a chassid, or can I make a change? And the next question is, how about if somebody is sitting in your beloved seat, which you upholstered, and you are so accustomed to sitting in that seat, it fits perfectly, can you ask him to move over? Okay, so we're on Kuf Ayin on the right side where it says Betur, in the middle of the page, Betur Kasav. We're going to have to look at his language here. When can you change? V'yikba makom letfilaso. You should have a set place for davening. Shelo yishanehu. And you should not change it. Im lo letzorech gadol. Unless it's exigent circumstances. You absolutely need to. Not at letzorech. There's a need. It's a real big need. Then you can make the change. Otherwise you can't change the makom kavoy. And there are other girsas in the Torah that says letzorech mitzvah. Tzorach mitzvah is different. For a mitzvah, you can change. If it's not a mitzvah, you can't change. The Shulchan Aruch uses a different standard. He says, im lo letzorach. He doesn't say letzorach gadol. If there's a need, you can change. If there's not a need, it doesn't have to be a big need, but if there's a bona fide need, you can change. Otherwise, you don't. The Rosh Hashulchan says, letzorach gadol, a big need, o kishemuchrach lasoschein, or you are forced to do it. It's necessary to make that change.
This is talking about a permanent change. It's not talking about
It's
just...
not a one-off. It's okay. To change, uproot, and re-establish a makam kavua. I think that's correct. If somebody's there...
Also, when somebody dies, it's those people are accustomed to move their seat when somebody dies.
Yeah, that's a different issue. But
it's closer to the Kiddush.
That's the Torah mitzvah of the Torah. Okay, so first out. So Achein, we're on the paragraph Kuf Ayin, two paragraphs on the bottom right. Achein, haprima godim kasa sheshinoi ben beis hakenesh shel kaitz l'shel choref. How about if I daven in one shul in the winter and another shul in the summer? I'll give you an example. Typically, I daven at Chorev Marev 8 o'clock at night during the summer months. But now I try to go, now that you can daven Marv earlier, I try to go to Netzach at the 5:05 today. So I make a change during the summer, during the winter. I wish it could be totally kavua. It's seasonal changes. That is still a makom kavua. Makom kavua does not mean three times a day, yeyareg val yavor, in the same seat. You can have it consistent summer, winter. B'sefer Halicha Shlomo. B'sefer Halicha Shlomo Kasav Shemi Shekoveh Makom B'chol Achas Misholos Tfilos Hayom B'Beis HaKnesses Acher. I daven Shachros here and Mincha there and Marav at a third place. Oh, b'shabbosos b'beis kenechas echad. I daven in one place. I daven at KBM on Shabbos, and the rest of the week I daven in the shuk shul. Whatever it is, it will be a mosachol b'beis kenechas acher nechshav kekoveya makom l'tilasa. That is still somebody's makom. That is having a koveya makom, makom kavua, because Shabbos here and during the weekdays here. U'bekaf achayim kasav top left. And kufain shim ira lo diyesh kenegdo b'nei adam atshotordim also betfila azayish and emekom. If you're davening next to somebody and they're bothering you, he davens too loud, you also can change your place. That's l'tzorach gadol. So we see here that it's not a yerek v'yalva. If we have a reason to move temporarily, if we have a reason to we'll talk about it in the middle, but reasons to move permanently, but to daven in different places at different times. My mincha place is here, and my maariv place is somewhere else. Or Tuesdays and Mondays and Thursdays when there's kriyas hatorah, I have to daven a little earlier because I've got to have to get to kolo. It's going to say work.
So
but,
it's a very flexible concept, work. This makom kavua.
It's not very. It's flexible. It's not very flexible. Okay, next. So b'sefer Yisha Yisrael kuf ayin.
You have to have a
left
kfiyas.
Side, you have to have a whatever consistency. But it doesn't mean that it's like every day of the week I daven in a different shul.
Could it be every day that I'm late to shul I daven in this other
shul? That's not a kfiyas. Ubesefer Isha Yisrael brings in the name of the Eshel Avram, Shein Tzorech Adam Shukol Chayav Yisbalo Ba'osamakam. It doesn't mean that you always have to daven in the same place. Shagam Avram Avinu Alach, also Avram Avinu himself, he traveled sometimes. Right, he also went on trips. So it doesn't mean you can't travel, you can't go away.
He went down to Egypt, he came back, he went to the same hotel each time in Russia.
It's because he took his chair with him from the shul. So he brought his makom kavua with him. Okay, so the Radbaz was asked the following question. So they want to establish a new shul in the town. They want to establish a new minyan in another room. Does makom kavua prevent from establishing another shul? I can't go, sorry, my makom kavua is here and I can never change that. He says that's not the concept. La'afuki shalo yispala la'yom b'beis kenesis el v'machar b'beis kenesis achar. It means have some consistency. It doesn't mean daven here because it's more convenient for me. And I'm going to daven in the other place that's more convenient today. And when I wake up is when it's going to dictate what I'm going to. That's not the concept. Makom kavua, be consistent. Do you have a reason to daven elsewhere? Fine. Okay. But otherwise, we have defaults as to where we should be.
Consistent inconsistency, right? Every Tuesday morning I daven in this place because I got to do that.
But consistent on Tuesdays, consistent weekdays, consistent. Right. Okay, all right, so our next question then is, how about if somebody is sitting in your beloved makom kavua? What should you do? So as we mentioned before, the Magen Avraham says, Mi'ikar Adin, his view is, makom kavua means within four amos of that area, of that place. Draw a circle, four amos around it. There is some flexibility here. So we're on Kuf Ayin Aleph. Ubi Inyan Zeh, bottom right. I will tell you, before we start, that to get kicked out of a chair, especially when you're a guest in a shul, is demeaning and degrading.
Even if you say it in a nice way?
Even if you say it in a nice way, it's demeaning and degrading. It is. It absolutely is. It happened to me. I remember in a shul somewhere in New York, and there it was like not said in a nice way regardless. It happened to a relative of mine in the same shul. It was demeaning and degrading. It indeed happened to my father in a certain shul in Rehavia, kicked out of three seats. That's a chilul Hashem. It's an absolute chilul Hashem.
Some people come, and I've seen, especially in Netzach, and they ask, where can I sit?
If they ask, great. Find them a seat that he's not going to get.
I've seen people, and they ask and say, do you mind? Because it's mine where I regularly sit.
They shouldn't ask.
You shouldn't ask?
No. A guest?
You should just sit next to him or something like that?
Yeah. Sit on his lap, but don't kick him out. No. So even not, you know, also sitting next to him, if there are every, almost chair is open, to sit right next to someone.
Well, that means you're sitting in someone else's seat, possibly.
If you're a regular, you may know that you have to obviously, but to sit right next to somebody, in the United States of America, there's a concept of having
space.
That's my space. And we typically, is everyone here American? We typically look askance at somebody sitting right next to you when every other chair is open. It's like, it's disconcerting. It's disconcerting when somebody does that.
There's a rabbi and they say, I'm not going to say who he is, but he comes in and he was mocked that he's taken that he on his chair. He can throw people out.
Okay, so let's see. Let's see what Rabbi Kuf Ayin Aleph, bottom right. Ubi inyan ze damti im yedidi hagon Rav Gershon Bess Shlita. Rav Gershon Bess is a well-known posek in the United States of America. He's best known for the Pesach Guide on Medications. That's how everyone knows by Rav Gershon Bess. So he's a big posek in Los Angeles. So I spoke with him about this. Haim kedai levakesh mimenu lavor lispalo b'markom achar. Can I, somebody's in my seat, can I ask him to move it? Please move it. Should I ask him? So he says as follows, l'dato ha'in yantalo, it depends. Are we talking about a regular in the minyan that should know that that's my seat? Or are we talking about a guest? If you're talking about a guest, we shouldn't be asking him to move seats. Achim huarech, it's preferable, leave him there, especially because we know the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, v'chule, that within four amos is your makom kavua. So if somebody's sitting there, especially a guest, let him sit there.
When Rabbi Bess's shul and sat in Rabbi Bess's chair.
Rabbi Bess wouldn't say anything, no?
But does it matter also? It doesn't seem to matter, but if I get there before davening starts, someone sitting in my seat before davening even started, I could say to them, do you mind if I find you another seat?
So let's go through. There are a number of variables here. Okay, va'od. And they're going to be like, not everything's going to be clear. It's going to be like things will point in different directions. But as is, we have a distinction between a regular and a guest. We have to be more sensitive to a guest. We have to be sensitive to everyone. But a regular who should know. Okay, so next. Va'od is also going to be a difference if we have a repeat offender. Va'od. Im Adam afilo oreach. Yasha b'makom shel acher kama pamim. It's happened for a week straight. This happened to me. There's a guy who visits sometimes in Netzach, and I have a set seat, and he's really makbid when he visits to sit in that seat, which is the place that I happen to daven in. And he comes 15 minutes early to get that place. Very important for him.
Earlier
what?
Than you.
No, more than 15 minutes
early. Whoever it is, it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. Well, he comes in early. I don't bother. When he's around,
sure
I don't bother.
Personal?
I don't bother. What?
Are you sure it's not personal?
It's not personal.
No.
I know the guy. It's not personal.
No, it facilitates his kavana. No, it's not kavana. Maybe if it's... I hope not. So I let, when he's there, fine. Let him sit there. That is, even if... But it, if it's a number of times, ef shalim sot, you can find tchilab makom acher shiyuchal ha-sheves. You should find him. If you want to say something, first find him a place that he will not get kicked out of. That's the worst. Here, sit over there. Say, oh, that's my seat. He goes somewhere else and he gets kicked out again. Makom achas yuchal hashavis va'az lo hodio and inform him shu yosef al makom kavur shalach. Oh, by the way, you're sitting in somebody's place, and ask him, oh, would you mind sitting and find a place for him? Ach kedai levakish. But he says, Rabbi Bess says brilliantly. He says it's always better to find a third party to tell him. The gabbai, for example, it's much less demeaning when a gabbai or somebody else says, oh, by the way, somebody sits there, come sit over here, as opposed to my seat. It's like, what was it, Daffy Duck in the cartoon Mine, Mine, Mine? Anyone familiar with those cartoons? Daffy Duck had this phrase. This is the first time that on Kol Lashon, the name of Daffy Duck was mentioned. So in any case, Daffy Duck had this when he was jumping on top of Bugs Bunny, and he's jumping on his head saying, mine, mine, mine. So that's really the chiluk here, saying that it's, you know, it's mine as opposed to, oh, that's somebody else's. That's another chiluk. So chiluk number one is it a regular in the shul or not a regular? I guess we have to be more sensitive. Number two is it a repeat offender or not a repeat offender? Number three is who's going to tell the person? If there's a decision to tell the person in a very sensitive manner, ideally it would be the gabbai or somebody else, not the person himself.
Sometimes the gabbai doesn't come till late.
Well, then you appoint another gabbai, the usher.
We have a sitting gabbai.
A sitting gabbai. It's called a bouncer. Odd. Next paragraph down. Od hayanira lomar kevan shlifamim orchim mityashvim al kiso shalechar mispalim kvuin. Sometimes even guests, they come and sit in people's places. Im ein chshash haareach yipaga. If there's no concern that the guest will get insulted, Maybe then we can ask him. So it's another calculation that we have to make. Is this somebody? But don't worry yet. Ach, im yesh chashi paga. If there's a concern, he'll be insulted. Mutav leisha b'makom acher. It's preferable to sit in another place rather than to be malbim pnei chaveru, to embarrass him. The best is that the gabayim, when they know their issues, they should be ready and intercept people as they come into the shul and find them a place before it becomes an issue. Ach, l'divrei Rabbi Gershon Shlita, the Rebbe says, nira shekashe l'shari mipage olo. It's very difficult to know if somebody will be insulted or not. And I think it is more common for people to be degraded and insulted than not. Sheva al tase adif. It's preferable to sit somewhere else and do nothing, to not evict the person. And never tell a person unless you know there is a place that he can relocate to.
The whole point is to have your tefillos niskabel. So if you mabri al yimitos, if you remember the nafshi,
a anav a chassid.
Anav a chassid. He's from the Talmidim of Aaron Hakodesh.
Right.
It's a bigger anav.
Instead of Avram, he's Rodi
Shalom. You know, that could be that's pshat in why an anav. If you have kol hakovei makom letefillah, so inevitably, if you have a makom kavua, somebody's going to sit in your seat, and if you are a Talmid of Avram Avin, you're going to be a marvi on your midos, not tell him to leave. If you don't have a makom kavua, you're never going to have the opportunity to be marvi on midos.
That's my best explanation.
That's nice. That's nice.
What about putting names on seats? In some shuls, where they put names on seats, like name plaques.
Well, sometimes they bought those seats.
Right, but is that recommended for, let's say, even if it's didn't buy, but then a makom kavua, people's names on the seat?
If they didn't buy, you know, maybe it avoids some of these issues, but it could also increase the issues because it could give people the understanding that it's theirs. It makes them more confident in evicting. May make it worse. Yeah, may make it worse. Okay, the last question we're going to deal with, and we're going to close, is there's a question. We've been talking about makom kavua letefillah. Does that mean the entire davening or only the Shmoneh Esrei? Very important question. So the Shari Metzuyanim Ba'alacha says it's talking about Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei, but not the entire tefillah. But the tefillah Kehochasa says otherwise.
The
tefillah Kehochasa. No, but it means some people move. Some people move, but I don't have to be as makpid. I don't have to be as makpid about Psukei de Simra. I can sit somewhere else, and then my makom kavua
moves by the time Shmoneh Esrei.
Assuming that the reason is you're not there, somebody's sitting in there, but it could be that.
What do you say about minyan factors?
Okay, so hold on to that question. You just reminded me about this. Okay, so but sefer tefillah kiyachasa demash amru lipor makom letefillah. So I knew that kol esat tefillah means the whole thing. Not lav davka shmonesh, but the whole thing. Okay, our topic. I'm gonna recap, and then I'm gonna go on to one last shaila. Is makom kavua letefillah? We learn it from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu had a makom kavua letefillah. Vayashkem Avram Boker to the place he typically davened. We should all be talmidim of Avram Avinu. We should have a makom kavua. Anyone who's a makom kavua. That person upon that person, they say a chassid, a anav. That person is a chassid. That person is an anav. We went through various reasons. It should be like our karbonas. Karbonas have designated areas, so too we have a designated place. It facilitates our karbonas. It makes us feel more that that's our place, and we feel more of a responsibility to be there. Number of very beautiful reasons why we have a makom kavua. We explained also why the person is an anav, because he's able to roll with the punches, even though things may come up in the shul that he doesn't like. But he's going to be able to stay in his designated place.
Does this
apply
to women too?
What?
Does this apply to women also?
Why not?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Many of the reasons would apply to women also.
Especially in the house, if you're talking about
especially
a place
in the
house.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely would apply to women also. We said that also, not only if Mikar Din applies in the shul, there are poskim that say it also applies at house. The Maisid applies in both places. We should have a work, if somebody is stuck, always has to daven. This doesn't apply really in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, but somebody working in Pasadena, as I was stuck at a makom kavua in a stairwell somewhere, I had no way to get to Minyan. So I had a makom kavua in the stairwell. So that's going to happen. That applies. Is it a chol? Is it a mitzvah? Is it just a good thing to do? Very important point. It is within four amos. It is the din. So if somebody's seated in our seat, we should be mevater unless it's a repeat offender, and then there are more sensitive ways to do it. Make sure that there's a place for the individual. A gabbai should do it. We shouldn't tell him mine, 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 but we should have do it in a very sensitive way. But we need to think once, twice, and three times before doing it. They have to be very nisar, because people have been thrown out of seats and never gone back to that shul because intrinsically, it's not pleasant to be thrown out, even if it's done in a sensitive way. But we did say also that if there's a tzorech or a tzorech gadol, the various needs, one could change the seat, temporary basis for kavana, even on a permanent basis when it's indeed necessary. So then the next question.
How about
last
it's right
question.
For someone who's a guest in the shul to ask a gabbai before
it's
he
the
sees.
Right. It would be the right thing, sensitive, considerate thing to do when somebody goes as a guest to ask. Ask somebody there, is this seat available? Is this seat available? That's the proper thing to do. Okay, so what if Rav Zilberstein, on this week's Parsha, on our very Pasuk, has the following question. There was a shul Mevakshei Hashem. It's a unique shul. People are friendly. Everyone gets along. It's unbelievable. So Ephraim moved into the neighborhood. He has a permanent makom kavua in the shul. He davens there, same shul, same makom. The question that was raised is that they have shachris at 6, 7, and 8. So he doesn't go at a set time, but whenever he goes, either at 6 or 7 or 8, he has a makom kavua. And somebody asked him, you know, Ephraim, shouldn't you have a makom kavua and be at the same minyan? He says, you know, no, I do have a makom kavua. I'm in the same shul, I'm in the same place. I'm just not having a set time that I daven at. So that is a makom kavua. And the question was posed, and this is very relevant. For example, when you daven in the gra, and whenever I get there, I'm going to daven, I'm in a rush, so I'm going to go to this minch or this marav. They start 18 minutes after, 22 minutes after, 24, 4 minutes after shkia. It depends how big a rush I'm in. So I'm going to decide if I'm in the right room or the left room or the middle room. So, I mean, that's not the same analysis. Be in the same room, there are three minyanim, I have a makom kavua, but it depends when I wake up, so I daven at different times. Going in, that's a chisron. Sometimes it's an 8 minyan, and sometimes it's a 7:15 minyan. Sometimes it's a same makom kavua, but it depends the minyan. So that's what was posed. So he branches as follows, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that states that those who travel the seas by ship, even if they number 10 men, are considered individuals and not a tzibur. Now, that doesn't mean if they have 10 people come together that they can't say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu. That's a minyan. But they don't have the higher status of a tzibur. And he defines a tzibur as people who typically daven together. Why? Because people who typically daven together, hopefully they're friendly, they're davening for the needs of each other, and they care about each other. They're coming together as a congregation together, as opposed to 10 people who happen to dance, they happen to be on a boat together. They're just together, waiting for the airplane, chaperein. Oh, I need a chapaminion, I'm going to run to the grow, I'm going to run here, I'm going to run there. That's a shtibul life. He says that is a minion, but it's not a din of a tzibur. And because of that, he says, ideally, not Mikar Adin, but ideally, even though maybe that's a makom, that is a makom kavua, same shul, same place, but you're not davening with a tzibur if you're simply running here and there, happenstance, running here, there, and everywhere. It should be a kavua time also, in the kavua seat, in the kavua shul. So that's indeed, that's indeed where he comes up.
The minion factories, you shouldn't go there.
So you shouldn't. You know, they serve their purposes and they're necessary also. It's a question of, is there a better way to daven?
Right.
There is a better way to daven. Okay, so that's something to keep in mind. We should all be zolcha to be called an e-chassid, e-tzadik, e-chassid, e-anav throughout our lives. Admeya be-esring, this is something we should strive through, not only by having a bakum kavua, but by all of our actions in our lives, we should try to become proper chassidim and an anav.